WSGG 772, Shelby Township monitoring.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Station 218,
WRZ, 48, copy. WRZX 218, good morning, Jack.
Oh, good morning, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing good, doing good. Get some air conditioning checking going on today there, Roger.
Oh, Roger that, yeah. What do you have a serviceman coming out, huh?
Yeah, just get her cleaned up, checked out. Get her ready. It's going to be low 80s today. I done mowed the grass a few days ago already one time, Roger.
Yeah, I know. The grass is a little bit high, I know that. I didn't get a chance yesterday. I scouted for you yesterday. I was at the Cass Lake. I couldn't find you.
Probably outdoors most of the day. I had a dentist appointment too. Early afternoon I had to go to, so I was in and out. I had it on in the car for a little bit, but I didn't hear nothing, so I turned it back off just before I came home, but I didn't hear nothing.
So how am I sounding? I'm on that 50 watt.
Yeah, it's clear. It's clear. I'm boasting through. I got, I got mine on the beam right now. I'm on the Aggie. And I can still hit 600 with that, no trouble. But my harvest struggles sometimes. Conditions got to be this right. I think I told you before there, Roger.
Roger, that. Yeah, well, sometimes it happens like that in the harvest, you know. And sometimes, a lot of time, no, it just goes through. I was talking to Ohio yesterday on my 2x4 from the car. The guy is about 50 miles from the border.
See that? Well, last night you were, or yesterday? During the daytime.
Well, that was last night. Poor guy, you know, very nice guy. He's a blind man, and he was talking on the radio.
Roger that. I was wore out last night. I laid down. I had the pressure wash just wore me out. I got it done, though. But, I didn't hear nothing last night. I went to sleep pretty quick there, copy?
I'll be honest with you, I was wore out when I was sitting in the sun. That's the first day we was sitting out there in the sun at the lake. I was wore out about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I said, that's it for me.
Roger that. Yeah, it's supposed to be a little better today, warmer. Maybe some and cool off again and for one day and then back in the 70s. So. We're probably done with cold stuff, I hope.
I believe that band was open last night on 625. Roger?
Roger that. I'll have to check it out tonight and see what happens. It might be again tonight. Conditions, you know.
Yeah, because it's a clear sky. Also, the leaves came out, too. Is that the same thing by you?
Yeah, certain trees. Certain trees are starting to. And they're in the real early stages of the buds coming out, most of them. But won't be long. A few more warm days and they'll be out.
Some of these radios, they won't be able to work.
That'll work. It worked pretty good last summer.
Yeah, it did last summer. You're right about that. It worked really good last summer. But with the harvest, it works better anyhow. Roger?
You copy that. Yeah, I'm back on the harvest now. But we won't have Michigami, though, to listen to their repeaters since they went offline. So we'll have to see what happens, though, when the bandon starts up this summer. Roger?
Now your voice went up a little bit more, which is, you know, it really did. Yeah, you sound better. That one is a little bit, you know, off, but this one is really hell of a better.
Yeah, I got it on 10-watt medium power. Not the 20, but 10-watt medium power. Roger.
I'm always on the medium power. All my radio is on the medium power.
I run 50 on, over on 600, though, you know, because it's quite a ways away.
I ever try 40 on that 600?
I got it in the Jeep. I got it programmed on the mobile in the Jeep, and I can hear I can hear its tone every now and then, but, you know, if somebody's on there, I could pick them up, I'm sure, but, you know, they don't talk on there too much. Roger.
I see what you're saying. All right. Keep in touch. You take care and have a good day. We'll talk again. WIEG, please.
Copy that. Man, I'll take it easy today. I did a little too much there yesterday, but at least my abdomen feels okay, so be 4 weeks tomorrow. I had that surgery and feel pretty good, so I think I'm good. All right, talk at you later. WIZX218, and we're monitoring this frequency.
Station 922. That's station 922. WIZ 48, copy.
WSHW556, mobile and monitoring.
WSBM993 monitoring.
WSGH922 monitoring.
Out of Ohio, WSBM 993, copy. Doing pretty good. You're making it in, but kind of a little staticky, little hard to read, but you are making it in.
Very strict.
Roger that. Are you on a handheld or a mobile, or I'm on an HT right now? Roger that. Yeah, I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan, actually. You said you're in Cleveland, Ohio? Copy that. Well, anyways, yeah, you're definitely making it in. Like I said, staticky, but I can still read you somewhat. Name is Chad. Call sign is WSBM993. You have yourself a good day, my friend, and it was good talking to you. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. And you have yourself a good one.
Yeah, you as well, Chad. Basically, he's with you. Scott Bryan here at this time. Just catch the next time. WSBQ464, Albany, Ohio, on the other side.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, WSBM 993 portable. Copy, go ahead.
And I want to say good morning to you on my way home from work here.
Roger that. I'm from work, probably getting ready to head to the sleep there, Roger.
Definitely.
Roger that. Probably be back at it again tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go meet some friends for dinner tonight before work, so I'm hoping to get a decent amount of sleep here in a short amount of time.
Hey, Roger that. How's this handheld sound that I'm on? This is a different handheld. This is one that I got from a buddy of mine. It's a new one, actually, that I just got yesterday. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it's nice and clear. Your signal's good. You're full quiet into the machine there.
Hey, Roger that. Well, I appreciate you jumping in there, man, and saying good morning to me. Good morning back to you as well. And you enjoy the rest of your day, get you some rest, and have a good time with your dinner or lunch plans later on with your friends and all that good stuff. And you take care, and we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Alright,
have a good day as well. We'll talk to you again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, A10, clear. 993,
this is
WRWS 538. Station 538, I think you said. Station 538, WSBM 993, go ahead.
Yeah, Chad, how's this one sound? This is a new one, too. I got that Kid Radio H3 Plus. I'm trying different antennas on it. How's this one sound?
Sounding real good, man. Sounding loud and clear, full quieting, no static, no crackling, full modulation. Definitely sounding really well, man. I give it about a 20-plus rating there. It's doing really well for you. No issues whatsoever, my friend. Copy?
Yeah, I got a copy on that. What's the new one you're operating on?
This was a handheld HT that a buddy of mine had given me. He's also a GMRS operator and also a ham operator. He talks out here as well. This is a R-U-Y-A-G-E, Ruage, RT-20, It is a GMRS radio and also a ham radio as well.
Did you get that orange one that we tried to program working?
The orange one, yes, that one is working. Yes, that is correct. Pretty much all my radios are pretty much up and running and working pretty decent right now.
I programmed one of those the other day. Chirp has a full-blown run on it now, so I know at the time we worked on it, it didn't, but it's up there now, so if you need to do any adjustment to it, it's on Chirp now.
Roger that. That's good to know. This is Todd, correct, out of Grand Blanc?
Correct. Yeah, in fact, oddly enough, I was up there yesterday. I had to go up for a funeral, so I was almost ready to give you a call, but I didn't have a whole lot of time, so. I was curious about that orange one, and another friend of mine brought me one the other day, and I went on Chirp, and everything's on there for it now, so.
Roger that. Yeah, the only thing I don't like about a lot of these handheld radios, Baofeng radios and stuff like that, is the batteries don't really hold a charge or keep a charge for really a long time. They always seem to go dead pretty fast. That's what I don't like about them.
Yeah, pick up they're on sale right now, the TIB-H3. I think you'll like it. The one I'm on right now is the H3 Plus. It's still somewhat of a prototype. They're making a lot of firmware adjustments and things like that. But the H3s have been marked down there like $30 or something now.
Roger that. I was looking at them last night actually on Amazon. This radio H3 Plus and H3, yeah. How's the battery capacity and everything on those? Are they pretty good?
I got two other H3s, and now I've got the H3 Plus. And the batteries last long, they're clear. The nice thing about the Plus is it's a full-blown Bluetooth, so you can transmit, receive, all kinds of little goodies with it. I'm still figuring that out. You can even answer your phone with it, so.
Hey, Roger that. WSBM 993 for radio identification purposes. So the TID Radio H3 Plus versus just the regular H3, what's really the difference? Just the Bluetooth, or is one a ham radio or something, or what?
All TID radios are either ham, unlocked, or GMRS, and you can set them up for whatever you want. And then the screen's better. They improved the screen. They actually did a lot of little things to it. And but like I say, with the firmware, they're still doing improvements. They sent a bunch of them out as prototypes to people on the web and stuff like that, had them test them, and then contact them back and see what, you know, they suggested doing to them. And I got mine here about a week ago, and I'm still playing with it. I haven't figured out all the things it does yet. But I know the firmware that they've got out there changes about every few days. So they're upgrading it as they go.
Hey, Roger, that. Is that programmable through Chirp, or you don't need Chirp to program that? Or, I mean, how's the programming of it?
You can either use OD Master, which is their own priority stuff that operates off your phone, or you can use Chirp. Or you can take and, there's a third way too, I don't remember off the top of my head. But Chirp, it's on Chirp, but OD Master's the easiest because you just bring up your phone and make the changes as you go.
Roger that. OD Master that you were talking about, is that where you do it on your phone? Is that where you plug that little device at the side of it that you showed me there, that little plug-in device that you had that day? And do it that way, or you don't even need that device to do it?
With the H3, it's a Bluetooth, so you don't need that little dongle.
Hey, Roger that. Does it come with like a programming table or anything like that when you get it, or it doesn't need one for that?
don't need one because it's Bluetooth. It Bluetooth right to your phone. In fact, you bring up OD Master on your computer, and you can Bluetooth right from your computer to the phone, too. That's the third way after Metro Gaia.
Roger that. You said O as an Oscar, D as a dog, OD Master. So you just go to, like, your app store and download it or something?
Correct. In fact, one of the improvements on the new one is, like, firmware upgrades. It can be done by Bluetooth. I'm sorry, you have to use a programming cable on that one. But the it can be done right from the OD Master software on your computer.
Hey, copy that one. Yeah, I might look into that TID radio or whatever. Yeah, I might, cause like I said, I was looking at them yesterday or last night on Amazon, and I was thinking about maybe getting one. So it better to get with, try to get the Plus or get just the regular one, or what would you think?
At this point, for about, I don't know, $5 to $10 more, I'd get the Plus. They've actually marked the, depending on where you go, they've marked the regular ones down. You know, they're about $30 now. But I think I paid about $40 for mine. And like I say, it does so many different things and, you know, works with headsets and things like that. So I'd go with the Plus at this point.
Roger, copy that. And that's just regular 5-watt radio, 10-watt radio, what are those?
They're a 5-watt, but they're playing strong enough, and as you can tell, it's decently clear, so.
Hey, copy. And the antenna that comes with, the standard antenna that it comes with, is that a pretty decent antenna for it, or do you recommend getting a different one?
That's what I've been doing now, is kind of trying out the antennas. And the one on it's okay. I think it's a multi-band antenna, and it's probably good for a lot of things, but not for a specific thing. So I either use like the Nagoya 701G, or the one I've got on here right now is a, I can't even tell you what brand it is. And it actually seems to be working pretty good. I put my meter on them last night and started checking them.
Roger, copy that. The TID radio, TD3 or whatever you're talking about, the Plus or whatever, that can be programmed for like 2 meter and 440 as well, or and you said and GMRS, right?
It's pretty much wide open, even the receiver band. In fact, the many radios that I have, it probably receives airband the best. You can't just crank that airband, of course, but it does receive it amazingly.
Copy that, WSBM 993 radio identification. I might possibly pick one of those up. You know, I'm starting to get a pretty good stockpile now of handhelds that I'm collecting now, so I've got a pretty good collection so far, so why not add another one? But, yeah, maybe when I get that one, I don't know, if I can't figure out how to program it, maybe we could figure something out maybe, and you might be able to help me program it maybe possibly. Do you think you might be able to do that?
Not a problem. This thing's easy to program. So, got to sign off now. I'm reaching my destination here. It's WRWS 538, signing off.
All right, man. Well, good talking to you. Thanks for reaching out or whatever. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your day or whatnot. We'll be in touch. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency.
993 WSGH 922.
Greg, 922, top of the morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Doing well. I just heard your conversation with that other gentleman there. That TID radio is a good radio. That's what I have been using when you hear me when I'm mobile. I just got that hooked up to an external antenna. It works good with the regular antenna as well, the Nagoya. I got the 771G on it. But I'm definitely, I think I'm probably going to get one of those Pluses as well. But that's what I started with, and until I talked to Jack and got the DB20. But yeah, that TID radio is a good radio. I've used it and it works good. The battery lasts pretty long too. So just thought I'd let you know.
Roger that. I appreciate it, Greg. Got to take this phone call real quick. Let me get back with you here in just a minute. But I appreciate it. Thank you so much again. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring. We'll get back with you here in just a few minutes.
WSDH 922, we'll be clear and listening.
Station 922, station 922, Greg, WSBM 993, portable copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was kind of in the middle of the phone call. It just came in there when you were radioing me the first time there. I do apologize. I had to take that phone call. But anyways, I was a little distracted there when I was talking to you. What were you saying? Can you repeat what you were exactly saying again about the TID radio situation? I only caught like part of it or comprehended part of it because I was just with that other phone call that came in. I do apologize. But what were you saying about it again?
I was just saying, I heard you guys talking about them, and that's the radio I've been running. When you hear me, when I'm mobile, that's the radio I'm running, and I have been running for a while. So it's a good radio. I was looking at maybe getting the plus myself, so just to have another one.
Roger that. Yeah, I guess, like you were saying there, and he was saying there, the other gentleman, the battery capacity there seems to be pretty good, you said, as well, too, correct?
I haven't had a problem, although I don't, I'm not on it constantly, but it seems to last, several days.
Hey, affirmative on that, copy. All right, man, well, yeah, like I said, I appreciate it. Was it pretty easy for you to program? I mean, probably for you it was, but I mean, I don't know, I could probably maybe figure it out, maybe possibly, who knows, but maybe not, but was it pretty easy to program for the most part?
Yeah, it's very easy, if you put the app on your phone, it's all Bluetooth, so you can it's really easy to go through. I'm sure you can figure it out.
Hey, Roger. Did you hear that station out there a little bit ago from Ohio? Did you hear him out there, or did you not hear him?
I did, yeah. I heard him.
Okay, copy. You're also a ham radio operator, too. Is that correct? You just recently got your ham ticket not too long ago, too, as well, or you had yours for a while?
No, I just got it here at the end of March.
And you're a technician class radio operator, or general, or what class?
I'm working towards a general, just as technician right now.
Hey, Roger that. All right, man. Well, yeah, like I said, appreciate all the information there, whatever, about TID Radio and that information and whatnot. Greatly appreciate it. Definitely good talking with you, good hearing from you. I guess you go ahead and take care the rest of your day there and have a good rest of your day, and we'll definitely talk again soon, hopefully. But I'm going to get back here and monitor a little bit. And you take care, Greg. WSBM 993, clear monitoring after your file.
Okay, Chad, have a great day. We'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be clear and monitoring.
922.
WISG 38,
copy.
Oh, there he is. How you doing, Jack?
Good morning. How you doing? Let me ask you, what is the difference between now and now?
I'd say no.
Which way? The first one, this one here, or that one here?
I was just trying to be funny there, but honestly, I couldn't really tell. Do it again.
Give me a count. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's as close to the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about maybe 3-4 inches.
I'd say the second one sounded a little bit better.
I just want to see if you can just comment to somebody on a digital, and he told me, he said that, you know, I got to back up with the mic so I can talk.
You sound a little rough, a little bit of crackling and stuff behind you this morning.
I was talking to GM, you know, those guys from all over the fix for today. I was talking to them today. He was surprised when he see my cosign.
Yeah, roger that. Are you on Detroit or Mount Clemens?
I'm on Detroit with you.
I think that's a little bit better. You're cutting out at the end there. Try it again. Copy on you, Jack. Jack, you're unreadable.
Readable? 625?
Yeah, your radio is not making it. It's got that diesel engine in the background. I could barely make go.
I know it's not me, it's a repeater anyhow. By the way, can you do me a favor? If you, when you're on 10 meter, can you take a picture that 10 meter, see how you got it set up? Or the 28?
Yeah, that was a little bit better. Yeah, I can do that. I'll send you a text here in a little bit. Actually, I sent you a text before. On 28 meter, but hang on, I'll do that for you here.
I want to see on what meter and how you got it set up. I want to do the same thing and see if this is the right one to do it.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Matter of fact, Jack, I'm going to give you a call here in a little bit. You going to be you're going to be available here in a little bit?
I'll be here. No problem. I'm not going today anywhere. I was out there yesterday with my sisters. I was getting back. It took all day, so you know how it is when you go to family's house, sit down and all that. So I did, and I had a good time. You know, we ate and drank and talked and all that stuff.
Roger that. Well, cherish those moments every time you can be with family. That's good, you know. It's time well spent. Anyway, I'll give you a call here in a little bit because I got a buddy of mine who's got the same radio as yours, so I might be able to help you.
No problem. We'll talk later. I was talking to a hire last night on that 2x4. And I was sounding good, and I wasn't driving, by the way, and he's about 50 miles away from the border, Michigan border.
Yeah, roger that. There was a guy out here a little bit ago that was coming in from Maumee, Ohio, I think.
That's the guy, the number is 296 or 297.
Honestly, I didn't catch it, Jack. I did not hear him that clear, so I wasn't really paying attention to his sign.
You take care of look out later. WISU 28.
Okay, Jack, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 92 will be clear.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
WSBM 993 portable and monitoring.
WSHF 567 Sam I am monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring in Saginaw County.
WSHW 556, what the hell was that? WRCD 448. WSHW 556 mobile and monitoring.
WSAG 266, monitoring.
WSBM 993, monitoring the frequency.
WSHW 556, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 556, WSBM 993, how are you going?
Yeah, going good so far. Just got back to work not too long ago after my lunch hour. How about yourself?
Oh, just hanging in there, you know, just a normal day. Nothing too fancy going on. Just, you know, pretty normal, standard day, you know. Just chilling, enjoying the weather. Pretty nice day out there today. And that's pretty much about it on my end. You said you're just getting back to work from your lunch break, huh?
I went and took my lunch about noon, came back about 1. And since then, I've just been tearing into more vehicles, getting the parts we need off of them. Certainly can't wait to go back home and relax for a while. I'm feeling pretty sore already.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I got one more day of it tomorrow, and then you'll be done for the weekend, eh?
Yep. Tomorrow, and then a two-day weekend, and back at it again Monday.
Roger that. You're pretty much full-time over there then, huh? They got you pretty much full-time then, eh?
Yeah, they got me going Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Copy that. Weekends and major holidays pretty much off, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Copy that. All right, man. Well, you take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your work day and enjoy the weather out there. And we'll definitely do it again later on or something, talk with you. Until then, you have yourself a good one. And I'll do the same. Safe travels out there on the road when you get back out driving. And we'll talk at you a little later, Shane. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency after your final.
Yeah, thanks for checking in. I'm sure we'll talk again sometime later after I'm off work. Other than that, you have a good rest of your day yourself. Don't work too hard. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
I know what I was going to ask you, Shane. I had another quick question for you. What type of mobile radio did you say you ran? Didn't you say you ran a TID radio? Is that what you said for a mobile TID radio, or is that correct?
For my handheld, I was using a TID radio. It was the H3 GMRS, but I was having a lot of issues with it. So I switched over to my Bofang AR5RM for my handheld.
Roger that. Yeah, I was looking last night on Amazon at the TID radio H3 or whatever it was, or H3 Plus or whatever you were just saying. And I was talking to a couple other people earlier today, and they said that H3 Plus is a pretty decent radio from what I was being told.
Yeah, it's a nice radio. It's compact, great battery life, but aside from the Bluetooth, I've been having a lot of issues with programming. Because I'll program it, and it'll work fine for the first day. I'll shut it off, turn it back on, and it seems like my tone frequency keeps getting reset, so I keep having to go through and reprogram it. I got tired of doing that every time I turned it on, so I just put that on standby as a backup and switched my Bofang. Haven't had any problems with this so far, so.
Roger that. You said yours was the TID Radio H3 Plus, correct?
I don't know for certain if it's the Plus, but I know it is the H3 GMRS with the Bluetooth capability.
Roger that. Yeah, I think the Plus is the one with the Bluetooth capability from what they were telling me earlier when the one guy I was talking to out here was telling me. So I think the plus is the Bluetooth capability. All right, man. Yeah, no worries there. This was inquiring. But all right, you take it easy, and then we'll, like I said, we'll talk with you. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSHW556 clear and monitoring.
Yeah, the plus means it's 10 watts. The first generation H3 also is. WRQU224. Let's try that again. I was saying that the plus just means it's 10 watts. The first generation H3 also has Bluetooth.
WRQU224. WSFZ793 monitoring.
WSUR566 monitoring.
LO566, Kevin. What's happening there, my friend? I barely got a word of that. Find your sweet spot there.
Okay, I'm going to go in the backyard towards my repeater.
Yeah, it's something about a backyard and repeaters.
How do I sound now?
You sounded like you just walked in the room and sat down in the chair next to me.
Yep, that's what happens when you come out and face towards the county building.
As weird as that is, it's working. I can understand everything now, almost full quieting. I just, I didn't get none of that in your beginning transmission, so it just all broke up.
Yeah, so anyways, what I said, I'm not doing much. I went walleye fishing this morning, got 5 walleye, and I'm home now. I got a new pool put in, and I got some water in it, and I got to go to fill it up the rest of the way, and I got to go to the pool store and put some chemicals in it, and that's about it. I was singing a sermon. Sherman was trying to get a hold of you over the weekend, and he couldn't get a hold of you with it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I've been, there's a lot of things going on and busy. Haven't been around the radio too much. I did throw my call letters out there a few times past couple of days. Nobody come back. I shut it down. I'll get a hold of Sherman later then. I appreciate that. Where'd you go fishing at?
Up by Algonac, we were, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Algonac, but we were right in front of the Dairy Queen there by on the river. We were catching them there, but they weren't hitting, like, boom, boom, boom. We had a work for them.
Roger that. You're talking about, were you fishing on St. Clair or St. Clair River or Anchor Bay?
St. Clair River, Algonac.
All right, well, it sounds like you got a pretty good load there, and that's all right, man. It's nice weather for it. I ain't done no fishing in a long time. God, it's been a long time there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, yesterday I was talking to Sherman, and I went out in the backyard, and he said, yeah, he said, wherever you're at, Kevin, stay where you're at. You sound like you're in my living room. And then I was talking to a guy up in Mount Pleasant. Couldn't hear him that good, but yeah, he said we were loud and clear.
Yeah, well, whatever you're doing it right this time, because it's coming through clean, sounding really good. Like I said, when you first keyed up, man, I couldn't make out anything, just all the hash and noise and bits and pieces of words, but now you're coming in good and clean there. Yeah, I'll get a hold of Sherman. I didn't know he was looking for me. Usually he affects me or something. I got to get a hold of him later anyway. Got to help him out with a few things. So, like I said, I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. So, well, I'm going to let you go. I just had a response to my friend. You know, they had a new job. Okay, so, WSUR566 on the air monitoring after your last message.
Yeah, Kevin, very good. Always good talking to you. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in here real quick. I came in here, turned it on, fired it up. I might sit here a few more minutes, and I might go back out to where I was doing out there. So, like I said, good talking to you. Take it easy. Have yourself a good rest of the day. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring for a bit.
WSTH-380 monitoring. WSDH-380, monitoring. WRBB 448.
448, WRGP 544. Good afternoon, Kirk. No contact. WRGP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSHG 350 mobile to base. WSHG 350 clear.
WRBG 829.
WSGH 932 monitoring.
WSHW 556 mobile and monitoring.
WSGI 432 monitoring and mobile.
WSFF 330 mobile monitoring.
WSHW556 portable monitoring base city.
WSET 544 WQCJ 969.
Zero mobile monitoring.
WSET 544 WQDJ 969, copy.
WRQE 419.
From Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. First time on this repeater.
Welcome to the network. First personal here is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo. I am based out of Saginaw, but I am currently operating on the Flint machine, and I'm somewhere back, I don't even know where I am, somewhere near Mount Mars.
Copy, we are at Holly State Recreation Park camping in Holly.
Beautiful, you're sounding really good. Audio is nice and crisp and clear, and full quieting into the machine. Whatever you're using, it's doing a good job.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's a Wuxon KG935G handheld.
Okay, very good. Yeah, like I said, sounding really good.
Appreciate the feedback. WRQE 419, monitoring.
All right, welcome to the repeater network, and we'll talk to you again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, monitoring.
WSCQ 464, you get a 419. Hey, congratulations on taking your first contact on the repeater. And you sounded real good to me in Maumee, Ohio.
Wow, Ohio. That's great. It's amazing. It's the first time I've been close enough to this repeater to make some contact. WRQE 419.
All right. Have a good rest of your evening. We got Brian here in Maumee, Ohio, WSCQ 464 on the other side.
464 Ohio, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Just want to extend a howdy over there to you out in Ohio, and just revel in making that contact there. I'm currently somewhere just northwest of Flint.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm hearing you pretty good as well. Yeah, good job. Well, hello back at you.
Your audio is good. Your signal is real scratchy, but the audio is making it through there. A little bit of a strain, but we definitely got you in there. We're going to go back to monitoring here. We hope you have a wonderful day, and we thank you for the contact. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
All right, yeah, thank you for coming back to me as well. Have a great evening. WSCQ 464, Maumee, Ohio, and a bye.
Station 464, Station 464, WIUG, Brady, at Rochester Hills.
Okay, go ahead. You got 464 here.
Is there sunshine by you guys out there?
Yes, sir. Sunshine. It's, somewhere in the neighborhood, 80 degrees. Yeah, it's a beautiful day today.
That's good. I talked to you before. My name is Jack, and WIUG 48. Roger.
Yeah, I've talked to you a few times. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? It's nice and sunshine here, but a little bit of clouds, you know, white clouds. That's about it. And I know the band that opened was last night, too. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, I was listening in last night. It's, yeah, it was doing real good. Boy, the bands were opening up all over the place. Probably do that again tonight. All day long today. It's been pretty good.
Usually very good when there's sunshine and no cloud and all that. I think you're by Lake Erie, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that 625 hit that Lake Erie. That's the reason why. Anyhow, good talking to you, and I'm glad to hear you back out there. And we'll talk again. Don't be shy. Give us a call. WIUG 48, have a good day.
You too, Jack. Nice talking with you. Catch you next time. WFCQ 464, Brian from Maumee, Ohio, standing by.
WIUG 48, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 81 Zero. How you doing, Jack?
Well, hey, how you doing? You doing all right?
Doing good, you know, kind of been a crazy schedule, haven't been on the radio all that much lately, but heard you in there. It's been a minute since we chatted, so I wanted to say hello.
I heard you in a while. I guess I didn't have to go out there anyhow, which is now, I think, keeps you a little bit busy, Roger.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of running around and kind of in and out, so I haven't been on the radio all that much. When I am, it's only for a few minutes at a time, but I'm headed down to Grand Blanc to meet some friends for dinner, so I figured spend some time on the radio during the drive.
Really, that is the best time anyhow. Well, what are you going to do? You got to go, you got to go. All right, you take care. You take care. Now I'm glad to hear from you. WIUG 48.
Roger, you have a good day as well there, Jack. And from what I heard on the radio and the little bits I've been monitoring, I hear you got your ham ticket, so congratulations on that.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it did. It took a little bit of time. I was in 98. I applied that, and I passed the written test. But I couldn't pass the Morse code. That was so hard. So, and I left it alone from that time till this time.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If I ever get time to study, I want to go for mine, but I just don't have the time right now. All right, I'm about to get on this mess of a road that they call 69 here, so I'm going to go back to monitoring here. Jack, have a wonderful day. Nice chatting with you. Congrats again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, monitoring on your final.
I just take care and good talking to you. WIUG 48.
That's WIUG. This is Kevin calling WRC 419. You're talking all the time on the ham side, I think. I've never been able to chat with you, but now that we're on GMS, I can do that.
Hey, Kevin, I heard you a couple of times on the ham side, but I didn't know who you were anyhow. You know my call sign on the ham side or not? Roger?
Negative. I don't have my ham license, so I've never been on. It's the first time talking with you on GMR out there.
Oh, now I remember. Yeah, okay. Well, good talking to you, and you take care. We'll talk again. I'll be in here. I'm listening, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm not, a little bit busy on the other side, and that's how it goes. Roger?
Copy that. My wife and I are just enjoying some camping at Howard State Recreation. WR3-419, monitoring. Jack, pleasure talking to you.
You too, Kevin. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSEU 202.
From Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Was that Chad?
Not negative. And this is Paige.
Hey, you know, at least I guessed right, right.
At least you got the town right anyway. We're both from the same town, but I'm currently mobile just south of the Flint Interchange here on 75.
Yeah, enjoy that ride, man. We just got back from Okemo, right?
I came down 13 to 69, so I would avoid the 75-69 split, because I know 75 is always a mess coming down from Saginaw area. So I came the other way, and I made it through, no problems. I just got onto the 75 from where it splits off on 23, and yeah, no problem, smooth sailing.
Yeah, 696 all tore up, man. We just came back from over there by Lansing across. Came back over here to 94 and 696, man. It took me a couple hours to drive across there.
Yeah, I just know 75 from Flint all the way up to Bay City is just a mess, so I try to avoid it whenever I can.
Oh, roger that. Well, WSU 202. I ain't gonna die on you there real quick. WSU 202, and we're all gonna be quiet on your phone, eh?
All right, very good. Don't die on us. We don't want any silent keys on here. Have a good day. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WSOZ 793, back monitoring.
No, 793, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Hello, 810, Paige. What's happening, my friend?
Just another fun-filled day of being stuck in this dang car. I'm going to meet some friends here for some dinner, and just decided to make the trip down from up north there, from Saginaw down here to Grand Blanc. So, you know, fun.
Yeah, roger that. Doug, it's hot out there. What do I got here? I'm showing 79. Earlier I was showing 85. Must be dropping, but man, I had a fan in my window, man, wide open blowing on, man. Ain't doing no bit of good there, Roger.
Roger that. I just got off 75 here in somewhere near Grand Blanc, and it is showing 82 degrees right now.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, you sounded really good. Sounding excellent. Sound like you're sitting right here next to me. So how have you been doing?
Not too bad. I've been kind of busy. My friend had a medical procedure on Monday, so I was up there helping her out and stayed with her, and then came back and, you know, back to the daily grind of the adulting thing.
Yeah, Roger that. I hear that. Man, yeah, I was out doing a bunch of stuff. I haven't been on here too much. A lot of stuff. I had stuff going on with this warm weather and all that. And I just happened to come in here and fire it up and see what's going on out here, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Good deal. Yeah, it's always nice to get on the radio. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, I haven't been on much, so, you know, this nice little 45-minute drive staying within range there has been nice, kind of catch up with some friends.
Yeah, Roger that. Speaking of friend, you heard Chad out here lately?
I kept him for a brief moment this morning when I left work. He was on there. He's been on relatively regularly lately.
All right, so he's doing all right then. I just, you know, like I said, I haven't been on too much, so I don't know what's happening with who or anything like that. All right, man, I'm going to go ahead and set this bad boy on the monitoring side and hang out for a little bit and then probably go back to what I was doing there. But it's always good talking to you. Like I said, you sound really good, really good. And hope the rest of your day goes good for you, my friend. And we'll talk to you in a little bit. WZ793, I'll clear on your final.
Hey, Roger, it's always a pleasure chatting with you as well. Glad you're doing well. And we will do it again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, we're clear.
WSDU 202, we're monitoring.
WSTU 844 calling 793. Hello, Dave.
There he is. Hello, Sherman. What's up?
Same old chips, different day. How about you, Dave?
I could pretty much say the same thing. Just another day runs into the other. You know how it works there. Kevin told me you were looking for me, eh?
Yeah, I just haven't heard from you in a while. I asked him if he heard from you. That's all. But yeah, you're alive and kicking. That's a good thing.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, with this warm weather and everything, got stuff I'm taking care of and doing this. I've been out there. A couple of mornings I got out there and I turn it on and I throw my call letters out there. Nobody comes back. I shut it back off. And sometimes during the afternoon if I come in here for a break, I throw my call letters out there. Nobody come back. I shut it off. So you get that John Deere cleared up?
Oh, that's a whole different story, my friend. But I couldn't get it running. I got fed up and Easter Sunday went out to Home Depot and got one on a 12-month no financing plan. So, and we got someone interested Yeah, we got someone interested in it, and he sat on it and fired it back up after I tried getting it started for a couple days.
Yeah, Roger that. I figured you'd have flooded. I was thinking, because I got to thinking about it, I was thinking you'd have flooded it. Or, sometimes some ignition coils, they go bad on them, they'll start, they'll run, then they'll die and they won't start up, and then later on they start up again. I don't know. Yeah, I was meaning to get back to you on that and see if we could straighten it out. But you got it straightened out now, that's cool.
I got a guy that's going to come get it, and he's going to do some work for us around the house or at the cottage. I'm not sure what, but... Yeah, so I just got to take the bag, the double bagger off of it and put it on the other one. So, but other than that, we're starting to make some progress on the pole barn. We got a big dumpster. We've been throwing some stuff away. And now we're sitting on the deck and having a brewski and talking to you.
Yeah, Roger that. What machine did you get?
Yeah, I would say it's about the same thing. It just instead of a 19.5 horse, it's a 17.5 horse. It's a S Series 100. But yeah, it did the trick. I would say a tank and a quarter. I used to do the whole grass and then. Took maybe 2 hours if that.
All right, cool. Cool beans on that, then. You're all set, then. Was something I wanted to say. No, I forgot. I'm hot over here, man. I got a fan blowing at me through the window, and ain't doing no good, man. It's just hot in here. I ain't gonna be in here very long. It's just too doggone hot there, Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. I don't just sit on your back porch or your front porch. Got to be some wind out there because it's windy here. You can hear our wind chime going. But, yeah, it's beautiful. It's probably warmer down there because you're closer to the city. But it's probably a 5-degree difference from where you are to here.
Yeah, Roger that. I can hear your wind chimes in the background going. Sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I got 79 here. It was 85 earlier when I checked it, so it must be dropping a bit. But, yeah, I'm showing 79 now. Yeah, that's what I do is go back on the back porch and sit out there in the breeze and maybe take my handheld with me and see what's up with that. Okay.
Copy that. Yeah, it's got a nice breeze going. Just waiting for the farmer to do something. He hasn't turned anything up around here, so there's other farmers down the road that have been turning stuff up, but this guy hasn't done anything yet, so hopefully he does something.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I think it's a pretty safe bet now that spring is here. I'll watch out. Day after tomorrow, have a snowstorm or something, you know. But as far as high as it is and everything, and you think it's here, man. It's here for good, but you know, Michigan gets there, okay.
Don't say that bad word again until fall, buddy. Come on, no. It's Easter's over. We're not going to get any more of that, so no. The warm weather is here to stay, buddy, until late fall.
Yeah, that's what my friend Frank tells me. He says, man, don't say things like that. Don't be saying negative things like that. You know, it's negative. Then it'll come. Well, you know, you're jinxing it. Well, you know, what else is there to say? You know, it's like I said, though. But I'm sure it's good. I mean, it can't get this hot, and then,
Well, Callie's just stated that 29 years ago around this time we had a snowstorm that we had 5 foot snow drifts before our son's birthday.
You tell her to bite her tongue. And you're going to lecture me on jinxing it?
Copy that. But, we've never had it since, she said. But, he's going to be, what, 30 or 29. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, they grow up quick. That's what they say. I don't have any, so at least if I have any, I don't. Nobody's informed me, so I don't know. God only knows if I have any running around out there, but yeah, they grow up quick, man. It's kind of amazing. They're kids I knew not too long ago, 5-6 years old. Now today they're like 25, 26, and I think to myself, man, has it been that long?
Yeah, copy that. They grow quick, but yeah. But over the weekend, Kelly and I saw a young kid in a driver's ed car, and he looked like he was not even 10 years old. He could barely fit over the steering wheel. He needed a booster seat. It was funny.
Yeah, that's how it works out, man. That's the way it works out. It almost came back to me, but I missed it again. Boy, I tell you, I have a little trouble sleeping at night, but I don't think that's what's affecting my thoughts. Past few nights I've had a little trouble sleeping, but it's not a big deal there, okay?
Well, I copy that. I hope you're all right, my friend. Something going on. You need to talk. You got my phone number, my friend.
Yeah, I know that, and I appreciate it. In fact, I planned on calling you sometime up the road here. I told Kevin I was going to give you a call soon here. I'm going to get to it here. Whatever the case. Oh, yeah, I like your pictures on Facebook, man. They're pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's just something. I like to take pictures. And, something for fun. It's a page that I made. So, yeah, it's just for fun.
Yeah, Kelly sounds really enthused.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen preparing, getting stuff ready for dinner.
Yeah, right. All right, man, I'm going to get on here. I got to get out of this room, man. I'm just too hot. I got this fan blowing on me. It ain't doing no good. And it's just, like, wearing me out, this heat. So go back where I came from, out on the back porch, and enjoy the breeze and everything. But I'm glad I was able to talk to you. I know it's been a little bit, but I've been out here. I just turn it on, key up. If nobody answers, I turn it either. I'll turn it back off, or I turn it all the way down and watch my YouTube video, or else I go about doing what I got to do here. So I've been around. I'm still kicking. So, but you sounded really good, and it's always great talking to you. And like I said, I'll give you a call up the road here. Talk to you about a few things. So anyway, you take care, you and Kelly both, take care of yourselves, and we'll get a hold of you here soon. And WSZ 793, clear on your final, Sharon.
Yeah, roger, Dave. Yeah, good talking to you, and take care of yourself, my friend. And anytime, my friend, need to talk. So I'll let you go. enjoy outside like we are, and yeah, I'm gonna be on the monitoring side. If you want to talk more on the radio, if it's quiet out here, I'll be here. So we'll talk to you later, buddy. Enjoy. WFTU 844. I will be standing by.
Roger, roger.
WSUR 566 to WSGU 844.
Hello, Kev. Yeah, I was just thinking about you. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. Just waiting for my pool to fill up so I can, it's almost there, and turn the pump on, so not much. Just relaxing.
Yeah, copy that. So you must be outside. You're wall-to-wall, the treetop tall. You sound really good.
Yeah, like I said, I told Dave today, too, because I was in the house, in the back room back here, in the back of the house, and he said, you're coming in kind of bad. And as soon as I went outside, he said, Jesus Christ, he said, it sounds like you're right next to me.
I copy that. Yeah, what I overheard Jack talking to a guy in Ohio. Yeah, it's the weather. The weather will, the nice clear skies and the sunshine, it'll bring, it'll really help our radios out to travel further.
Yeah, roger that. Maybe I'll be able to pick up Santa Clara County on the scanner on here, maybe since it's clear.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah, we'll try putting that longer antenna on it, and you might be able to.
Yeah, maybe tonight before I go to bed, sometimes I leave my scanner on or I listen to Detroit on my phone. So maybe tonight I'll put that long one on and see what I can get to come in. Yesterday, though, I think I had something coming in from Santa Clara County, but it was very faint. It was garbled.
Yeah, copy that. You also have their police frequency, too, don't you?
Yeah, affirmative. I got their fire, EMS, and police. Their fire is 151010. And I'm not sure what that, that's the only one I can remember in my head, but I got them programmed here in my scanner here.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I think it's 155.535 is for the sheriff and the police departments up there.
Yeah, roger, copy that.
Yeah, it's simulcast. They're on the new 800 system also, but it's simulcast. Hold on. Kelly's giving me some food. She did a pork roast on the grill, and oh, my God, it's awesome.
Roger that. Me and Tanya were going to do pork chops on the grill tonight, but her mom's not feeling good, so she doesn't really want to eat, so we really don't want to make anything on the grill, so I don't know what I'm going to have. I'll find something. Maybe I'll throw some dogs or something on the grill.
Well, there you go. I'm sorry to hear about your mother-in-law not feeling well. I hope she feels better soon.
Yeah, she just got a cold or something.
Yeah, copy that.
So have you got any more pictures of fire trucks, or I haven't looked at your site in a while.
Yeah, I took a picture on the video I took this morning of Mount Clemens putting out that Mercedes engine fire. I took some photos of that, and then the captain came in, talked to him a little bit. He knew the store manager there at that gas station that put it out with the fire extinguisher, but then it was still smoking. But and then Selfridge Chief One has a newer pickup truck, if I'm not mistaken. So I took a picture of that. It was at the visitor center this morning.
Yeah, copy that. Selfridge and a bunch of Macomb County fire departments were at Station 3 yesterday. They're doing a RIT training, a firefighter survival class over there. One of the Selfridge. That one, I think it's a pickup if I'm thinking you're talking about. It's a dually in the back. They've had that one for a while. They usually tow their Cascade system with that. If that's the one, they might have got a new one. I don't know.
Yeah, they call it Crash 1-8. It's a dually. Yeah, they've had that for quite a while. But, yeah, Chief 1 used to have an F Super Duty with a topper on the back. And this one looks newer that I saw today.
Yeah, I can't keep up with software. Every time I go there when I go there and work for the air show, they always have some new equipment, new crash trucks or something. The federal government treats them guys good.
Copy that. Oh, I heard the train in the background. So you must have the train tracks in your backyard.
You have to go down to the end of my street on Lindhurst at the end. Yeah, the train comes right behind those houses. And then, yeah, Hall Road is not that far from my house, maybe about 4 or 5 blocks away. Yeah, I hear the Grand Truck Train. It comes through here any time of day and night.
Well, that's cool. But, yeah, if you program one of their frequencies, you can find out what mile marker it is, then it'll tell you, say, CN detector, mile, whatever it is, no defects. And then it'll tell you how many axles it's going and the temperature.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I'll have to, I think I got them on that list that I look up there. Maybe see if I can get them. I've been picking up Selfridge a lot now, too.
That's cool. Yeah, I can pick up their 119.600 here at the house, but I've got an antenna just on one of the, what do you call it, the blind holders that's metal.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, with the clear weather, all the bands should be open. So, be some good monitoring, hopefully. And then even when you have the northern lights, it's even better.
Yeah, roger that. Was that me and you yesterday? There was a guy, that was Mount Pleasant yesterday. There was a guy up in Mount Morris talking, and there was another guy, he was at Old Holly Recreation Area. And they both sound like they're right here next to me.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I don't know if you heard earlier, there was a guy from Ohio that Jack and some other guys were talking to, and he was coming in nice and clear.
Yeah, roger that. I heard him on there. I was going to try to see if I could talk to him, but there was guys talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, same here, but I just pulled in the driveway and I wanted to, had a couple things I had to do before I settled down for the evening.
Affirmative. Well, I'm going to let you go. I know you and Kelly are getting ready to eat and whatever, so thought I'd get on here and say hi to you and have a good night and probably maybe talk to you later. If not, tomorrow definitely WSUR 566. Clear after your final.
Okie dokie, Kevin. You tell Tanya that Kelly and I said hi, and we'll chat at you later. So enjoy. WSGU 844. Hopefully that pool gets filled up soon for you guys to get in it soon. Talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll have to have you guys over here maybe in the summer and you can come in the pool.
Copy that. Same with you to the lake. All right, I've got a phone call. Talk to you later, buddy. WSGU 844.
WSUR 566, clear.
Above Michigan, this is WSGU 816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
WSET 544, WQZJ 969, copy. WRAQ 651, WQZJ 969, copy.
651, this is WRQE 419, so copy.
WSCQ 464, monitoring.
WRGX 218, we're listening.
This is WSCQ 816, Dan in the lane. Again, WSCQ 816, Dan in the lane. You have a copy? This is WSCQ 816, Dan in the lane. You have a copy?
Roger that. 816 Lorain, WRZX 218. We got a copy on you. Go ahead.
Hello, 218. I've been messing around with this radio trying to get it working. Does it sound okay to you?
Roger that. We got a lot of bacon frying there in the background, but hey, considering the distance, you sound just fine there. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Where are you located?
I'm about 25 miles west of Detroit. Roger.
Wow. Detroit. I'm making it to Michigan, huh?
Copy that. You're coming in pretty good. Just bacon frying there in the background, but I can understand every word you're saying there. Back to you.
Well, first personal here is Dan, Delta Alpha November, and I'm about 30 miles west of Cleveland, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. I've talked to a few from that area. Gwinnett County, I think, up in there. So, yeah, you're making it in here okay this evening. Propagation's going. Good banding out there this evening there, Roger.
Roger that. I appreciate you sending back to me. I've been trying to get a hold of somebody all day today. I was beginning to think this radio wasn't working.
Copy that. My eye's working there, fella. It's working. It's coming in just fine this evening up here in Detroit.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm an old retired railroad engineer, and I've been retired since 04. I mess around with these old radios all the time.
Yeah, copy that. I'm talking to you on a Yagi, 7-element Yagi. I got appointed right downtown Detroit, so it's making a good trip. And going on from there to you, Roger.
Hey, Roger, that, yeah, I'm on a homemade antenna. It's about 20 feet up. It's a ground plane, about 8 feet long. And that's what I'm working with.
Roger that. I'm just under 20 feet up. 20 feet up. I'm on. I'm running 10 watts here. Over.
Wow. I tell you what, you're coming in strong. We're quieting on that radio. That's doing a real good job.
Roger that. Yeah, the conditions are just perfect, just perfect. So there's other stations too. I think I heard 464 down in Maumee, Ohio, I believe. Heard that station just a little while ago.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was making some good contacts back when the repeaters were linked. But now I just have to go by these conditions, you know, that are just perfect.
I copy that. Yeah, Michigami Network, I think, shut down. They're linked up. They were voice over internet. But this Michigan 8, MI-8, still going. So that's how I'm reaching you there, Roger.
Hey, Roger, that, what repeater are you the closest to over there?
Downtown Detroit, 625. Downtown Detroit there, Roger.
Hey, Roger, that, that seems to be a good one. That's, back in the past, I've hit that a couple of times, but not a whole heck of a lot. But I appreciate you coming back to me. I'm talking to you on an old Midland radio from the 1970s, Roger.
Hey, Roger that. There's a few of those out there talking. Yeah, 15 watt. Go ahead.
Do you have somebody coming back to you there?
Yeah, copy that.
72 years old, and I've been playing with these radios since I was about 10 years old. In fact, I had three of these radios, and I used the three of them and put one of them together, got it working here.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. Well, it sounds good. You're making the trip with the little bacon frying in there. And this is WRZX 218.
SDQ 616, Dan and Lorraine. I'm sure glad to, you answered my call there. I was beginning to give up on this radio. You're doing a fine job there, 861. Doing a fine job. You're making it. Conditions are good. Conditions are good. Get ready for summer. It's going to happen a lot. Roger. All right. I'll let you go. I'm sure there's a lot of them want to get to you there, so I'll catch you later. This is WSBQ 816. Dan, the Overside Railroad Engineer up here west of Cleveland on the shores of Lake Erie. You have a good one. We'll talk another time. Hey, Roger, that there, Dan. WRZX 218. Personal, Randall. And we'll talk at you again there, station. You have a good one, and you're making it. Don't you worry.
Hello, Randall 218, WSGU 844.
Mr. Sherman, long time no speak. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, it's been a while. How are you doing, buddy?
Eh, not doing too bad. Just doing a little long distance here and hop out of nowhere. It's running pretty good today. Really all day long, in and out. It seems to be working real good right about now there, Roger.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, they're coming in nice and clear off the pond there on the Buckeye State. Awesome, yes. Good to hear.
Yeah, I've just been listening mostly for the last while. I had surgery about 4 weeks ago, and it's healed up pretty good. I can get out and do stuff again, but still got to watch it a little bit there, Roger.
Yeah, I thought I caught you talking to Jack earlier this morning before I turned my radio off to go in before I started work. Didn't get a chance to get to you guys, but yeah, so I'm glad you're feeling better, and Jack sounds like he's a little under the weather. He's got a cold or something.
Yeah, I thought he sounded kind of different this morning. He hailed me this morning early, I don't know, like 8 o'clock almost. And, it sounded a little different, come to think of it there, Roger.
Copy that. You didn't have to have a hernia surgery, did you?
Close. I do have one down here. I've had it 5 years. I ain't had nothing done with it, but I had a polyp, a big one, and it was growing into my colon. They had to go in surgically to take that little piece of colon out with the polyp, and then stick your two pieces of colon together and sew it up, and you're good to go, Roger.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, that's a rough one. I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers that everything heals real quick for you and you get back on to do what you usually do.
I copy that. It was minimally invasive at Da Vinci robotic surgery. We did it that. Surgeon controls it. That's 3 or 4 hours operation, but I was home in 2 days.
Oh, that's something else. So glad to hear everything was a success. So I'm going to let you go so I can open this band up so everybody can talk. And great hearing your voice and glad you're doing better. So you hang in there, take care of yourself, and hope to talk again soon there, Randall. Take care. WSGU 844, and we'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, roger that, Sherman. Okay. Yeah, I have that Chargee's handhelds up. Go out in the backyard and horse around with them. They should make it no trouble. I've done it several. And I usually have one back there, but I didn't today. I need to charge them up. Okay, we'll talk at you later. WRZX 218. And we're listening.
I'm on it, Sherman. This is WSDQ 816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Copy that, Dan. Lorain, Ohio. You're sounding real good. I'm here in the thumb of the Mitten State. You're sounding real good.
Yeah, I heard both of you guys are real strong there. Yeah, I'm up here about 30 miles west of Cleveland, and it's nice to be able to get across the water here.
Copy that, Dan. Yeah, I'm new to this hobby. I've monitored for many years, and yeah, I've only been since this year of January 25th. When I got my license, so I'm enjoying the hobby pretty very much, and glad to hear other states coming into our repeater. It's awesome.
Yeah, I tell you what, you're doing a great job. You've been doing this about the same length of time I have. I've done CB since I was about 10 years old, but I decided to try this out and see what it was like.
Well, roger, roger. Yep, I've been on and off that band from time to time, but yeah, I'm just talking you off of a handheld with the rubber ducky antenna, and I think maybe I'm about 25 miles south of the repeater that I use.
Well, I tell you what, you guys with your HDs do better than we do with our mobile radios.
Yeah, time to time, yes, you are correct. Yeah, I've got a DB20 in my mobile that I... But, yeah, from time to time, yeah, these babies do the trick.
Yeah, I ordered me a 25-watt mobile radio that I actually don't know when I'm going to get it. They put it on a slow boat from China, and... it's been a month already, and I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. I also ordered a mobile antenna, and I keep waiting every day for them to come in, but I just hope they come in eventually.
I'll copy that. You didn't order it from Amazon?
No, I ordered it through AliExpress. That was the only place I could get that radio. It was $53 for a 25-watt mobile.
Well, copy that. That's one heck of a price. Wow. Well, yeah, I hope you get it.
Yeah, it's got 20 meters, it's got 70 centimeters, it's got 220, 440, and DMRS. So I figured that would just about cover everything.
Oh, copy that. Well, I'm going to have to, when you get it, you got to let me know how it goes, because, yeah, I'm going to study for the... Just so I can talk on 2 meter soon.
Yeah, I don't think I could pass my hand test. I'll just use it on the GMRS, but at least I can listen on the other ones, you know.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I enjoy the radio. I've been messing, but mostly monitoring for about 40 years, mostly public safety, but I enjoy the ham band. When we have severe weather, and lately, last year, year and a half, been monitoring GMRS and finally got my license for GMRS, and I'm enjoying it.
Okay, this is WSBQ816, Dan, identified here. Yeah, I tell you what, you sound really good. What kind of radio did you say you had?
It's a ball thing. And, yeah, it does the trick. It's a UVR model.
Roger that. I have a Baofeng GM15 Pro, I think it is. I got that one because it was already programmed and had everything already in it. I've never programmed anything into any of these radios, not yet anyway.
Oh yeah, it takes a while to get the hang of programming these things. I'm using 20 in my truck on programming.
The first radio I bought was a Quanqing radio, and I didn't realize it was a ham radio, so I had to open that one up so I could get the GMRS on it. That radio goes all over the place once it's opened up. And I got that one for $13 brand new.
That's amazing what these little radios can do. I've got a couple. I monitor the air band, which they say is not officially an AM, but you still make them out. And I enjoy these little radios for the price. Can't go wrong.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm real close to the Cleveland Hopkins Airport over here, and we can pick up a lot of stuff from over there.
Yeah, copy that. And you probably monitor the Marine band also?
With my Quanqing, my James and Dennis on the Quanqing, I can actually talk to the motors out there.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Because I know the Coast Guard likes to play in Lake Erie now and then from Selfridge. They'll go down that way, and two or three of them will play in the water, and they communicate on the Marine radio, but also they do some 800 megahertz the digital stuff now and then too.
I had a big shortwave radio, and I used to monitor a little bit of everything, 20 meters, 40 meters, 80 meters on that, and that was pretty cool for listening, you know.
Yeah, copy that. All right, Dan, I'm not going to take up too much time here, so if someone else wants to kick in here and talk to you, but it was a pleasure. I think I've heard you talking to Jack W. RUG grade 8 now and then, so I think that's you. There's a few of you from down that. But anyways, I'm going to clear the frequency so someone else wants to kick in and talk to you. So it was a pleasure, Dan, and I hope to talk to you again soon. This is WSGU 844, and we'll be clear after your final and standing by.
All right, it's certainly been a pleasure. You have a good one, and I'll catch you later. This is WSGQ 816, Dan in Lorraine. Good to talk to you. We'll catch you another time.
Roger, roger, Dan. Good talking to you, buddy. Take care. Stay safe. WSGU 844, and we are monitoring.
WRX 101, Y478. Surprise me, Bill, and come on back. WSGU 138, we're listening.
This is WSGQ 816, Dan. Do you have a copy?
Also, Dan, WSDY 438 in Shepherd, Isabel County, Shepherd.
You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but I hear you good a little bit, and then you get it stopped up a little bit. I don't know what the deal is.
Copy that. You're about 70%. You're about 75%. You know, every now and then. All right, here.
All right, have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is WSGQ 816. The old retired railroad engineer up here in Lorraine, Ohio. Have a good one.
Ohio, off the mission here, the Sword Eagle Casino. I'm not sure. Up here, Mount Pleasant. 5438 Central Mission. Good talking to you, Dan. That's awesome, old railroad engineer. That's really cool. Check, check.
Have a good one out there in Mount Pleasant. We'll talk when conditions are a little better. Catch you later.
WSCT 257.
Hello, 257. This is WSCT 816, Dan in Lorraine, Ohio.
Well, howdy there, Dan. Heard you chat and saw that jump in and say hi. Surprised the propagation is getting all the way across the lake over here to Detroit. This is James coming out of Farmington. Miles west of Detroit here, so good to hear you, Dan. Glad you can make it in, WCT 257.
Yeah, James out of Farmington, you're coming in real clear, and with full quieting. I don't know how I'm coming in to you, but you're coming in perfect, absolutely perfect there. Are you on a HP also?
Well, I'm getting you probably 3x5, Dan. I can make you out pretty good. I'm definitely not using any phone 5888 UV mobile as a base station. Because that's not GMR certified. WCT-257.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm on a mobile, a very old mobile. It's antique from the 1970s. I kind of pieced it together from three of these radios, this thing weighs a ton. It's a regular Bodizer.
Well, it's got to be pretty good because it's making it all the way into the station, so glad it's working for you. And I just wanted to also throw out, I don't know if WCT-570, you're out there. I think you're supposed to meet up around now, so I just thought I'd throw him out, see if he wants to jump in. WCT-257. All right, I guess he's not out there, so I'll give the air back to you, Dan. It's all yours. WCT-257, clear monitoring. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, like I say, this radio's from the 70s, and I've been messing with three of these. I'm hoping to get one of them working, and this radio right here, it weighs about 11 pounds. Yeah, there's not too many radios around that's that heavy.
That's how you know it's good quality. And I guess it's less likely to get stolen. It's harder to carry. So it's got some advantages. And or if it dies, you know, you got yourself a good boat anchor. WCT-257.
Yeah, I got this off of eBay for $39. That was not too bad, but the shipping for three of them was very expensive.
Yeah, I got an old CB I got from my grandpa. I need to get going. I was going to play with that a little bit here sometime this summer, probably. I think it was from the mid-70s, so it should be pretty interesting playing with that stuff.
This is WSDQ-816 identifying. I worked on a lot of radios. In fact, I got them stacked up over here in my radio room, but I can't really work on them anymore. I'm going blind in my old age. My eye doctor at the VA told me to go get me a white cane.
Yeah, mine's not the greatest as well, and all those flying parts are really hard. I got fat fingers, so working with small fine wire and resistor wiring and soldering and stuff like that, it's always tricky for me. You got the helping hands, but I need more than that, I think, to hold things still. And I just got myself a magnifying glass with a light on it, so hopefully that helps.
Yeah, you probably have the same thing, but I have this little stand with a magnifying glass and a bunch of a little stuff that it holds things in place so that they can be solid, but that doesn't help me anymore. My eyesight is real bad. I got to get about 3 inches away from this radio to tell what frequency it's on.
Yeah, Roger that, Daniel. My glasses get thicker every year, too, so I'm going to be in the same boat someday. But this is WCT-257, clear monitoring.
All right, it's been nice talking to you. I'm really glad this thing's working. I got my homemade antenna hooked up to it, and I guess both of them working okay. You have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is WSDQ-816. Dan, the Overtired Railroad Engineer up here, West Cleveland on the
357. Midland 15-watt mobile, and I can't repeat it, but with this radio, I'm a little amazed, man.
Yeah, I ordered me a 25-watt mobile and antenna that goes on the glass. And I tell you what, they put it on a real slow boat from China. The cost was $53 for that, and it does 2 meters, 70 centimeters. It does 220, 440, and GMRS.
That sounds like a beautiful rig you got there that you ordered.
Well, for $53, I figured I couldn't go too wrong. I don't know if that tower stuff has smoked that up or what happened, but it sure seems like it's been a long time in shipping.
Yeah, I ordered this radio, to be honest with you, man. I ordered it, like, Monday, and I just got this radio.
Well, I'm happy for you. I was hoping that I would have the same deal, but not so much on my end.
Roger that.
Yeah, you guys are lucky that you can use handhelds. You're close to repeaters. Like I say, the repeater I'm hitting is probably about 40 miles away, and this, it really knocks everything down for it to be that far away. But you guys are sounding great with your HDs. Oh, you said you didn't have a HD. That's a mobile radio, right?
No, it's a HD.
Oh, that's cool. Everybody there seems to be using the HDs, so you're getting into the repeaters pretty good. Of course, you guys have a lot of repeaters, and we only have a couple up here in northern Ohio. They're spread very thin up here in Ohio.
Well, I'll be honest with you, man. I live in Royal Oak. I'm about 15 miles as a crow flies from this repeater in Detroit.
Well, I tell you what, you're doing a good job getting into it. Absolutely no problem getting out. Got a nice sound in the radio there.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I'm going to have to get off of here. The boss is calling me probably time to eat. I'm not sure, but thanks for the contact, and hopefully we'll get to talk another time. This is WSGQ816 Sam in Lorain, Ohio. You have a good one, and we'll catch you later.
Well, Dan, it was nice talking to you. This is WSHU357 in Royal Oak. My name's Tyler.
All right, have a good one. I'll catch you another time if possible.
Nice talking to you, too. This is WSHU357, monitoring.
Three five seven. Just thought I'd let you know you do have your Roger beep on. So I'd let you know they generally don't recommend it on the repeaters. It's WSCP 257.
WSHW-556, mobile and monitoring.
WSGI-432, monitoring.
That far, KCDL.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
993 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, hello Chad.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, WSBM 993, mobile, copy, go ahead.
How you doing this evening?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Just out driving around for a few minutes here, heading back home in a little bit. Just decided to get back out for a little bit, go for a little drive or whatever. I was getting kind of bored sitting up in the house, so just got back out for a little stroll or whatever for a little bit. But other than that, not too much. I'm assuming you must be getting ready to head into work, I'm assuming, here pretty soon, huh?
Kind of soon. I'm on the road right now. I had to meet some friends for dinner down here in Grand Blanc, so I just finished that up and on my way home for a little bit before I gotta go to work.
I hear that. I got a graveyard shift tonight, back over there at the, you know, usual spot there. So you're down in Grand Blanc area now, or where you're on your way back from Grand Blanc, or?
Yeah, I'm on my way back from Grand Blanc. I'm just downtown right now, headed back.
Hey, Roger, that, you must be on the Flint repeater, I'm assuming, correct?
That's affirmative.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, I'm going to probably order them cables here probably here within the next week to 2 weeks or so. I'm going to be ordering those cables, programming cables. When I get those delivered to me, you think we might be able to possibly set something up when you get some time maybe to see if we can get anywhere with it?
Yeah, we can definitely give it a shot.
Hey, Roger that. What were your thoughts thinking in reference to on if it'll work or not? Are you thinking pretty sure that it will, or you're 50-50, or what is your answer on that? Would you say?
Okay, and then we're going to stand by for a second because I think somebody doubled with you. So let's just go on the side for a second. Let's see if somebody else is trying to get in there. If there's another station in there, go ahead. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Thank you, thank you. This is WRX-I212. Painter Keith, and I'm out in Canton, Michigan. Just wondering, since you're talking about updating radios and things, got me thinking, EMRS radio could be really handy if you want to have some fun on first Saturday in May. There's the Michigan Simulated Emergency Test going on with all the amateur radio folks, but we've used GMRS radio folks in the past, too, out in Wayne County. Just something to think about if you want a little fun activity with a simulated emergency car.
Roger that. I think you said that's going to be down in Canton area. Is that correct?
Negative. It's statewide. It's the whole state. I used to work out in Grand Blanc. That's why it was good to hear you out on Hill Road at CCA. But, so it's across the whole state. The whole state is participating in a simulated emergency test Saturday morning, May 3rd. And if you could find, get some radio traffic here, you might be able to pick up some people participating in the simulated emergency test. They might give you small assignment, like, go look for your local grocery store, do they have power or something like that, or just questions. Sometimes it's just virtual stuff, like, do you have commercial power, do you have commercial internet, that kind of thing there, and it's a good way to participate in, like, a community service event, just from a preparedness standpoint.
I used to do stuff like that years and years and years ago. I was not aware of it on the first week in May, but I appreciate that information. Myself and the other gentleman I was talking to, WSBN 998, we're both from Saginaw. I'm just down here with some friends for dinner. But, I'll definitely keep my ears open, see if there's anything going on up there. Chad, you might want to keep your ears open as well.
Hey, Roger that. Definitely appreciate it there. The other station definitely appreciate the information on that. WSBM 993 copy.
Hey, you guys are making great copy down here in Wayne County. So have a good evening and just think about that. Saturday morning, May 3, statewide simulated emergency test. Be a good day to have the radio on and see if you can drum up any connection with the amateur radio operators and what they're doing for the simulated emergency test. But anyway, have a great evening. I'm almost destinated. This is WRX-I212, Keith from Canton. Have a good evening.
Roger that. Have a good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Chad, I'm going to be depending on my work schedule, if I'm awake or not, I'm going to try to monitor some of the ham bands as well and see if we hear anything on that.
Hey, Roger that. WSBM 993 for radio identification. I just actually got another radio from a buddy of mine that talks GMRS, and he is out here as well. And he also is a ham radio operator. And I kind of did a little, we kind of did a little trade, actually. We traded him one of the Motorolas for GMRS and ham radio handheld. It's actually a 20-watt radio, actually, believe it or not. It's a really nice radio. I'll be able to monitor some of them ham frequencies also as well that he's got programmed in there.
Handheld?
That is correct, 20-watt handheld. It says it right in the instruction manual, right on the packaging. He hooked it up to a meter, proved and showed me that it puts out the full wattage and the whole kit and caboodle.
not told me that he put it on the meter, I wouldn't believe it. I mean, you get those bubble pack radios from Walmart, and they say it's a 36-mile range, but, yeah, some of those radios are lucky to get 36 feet.
Roger that. Aside from just being a 20-watt radio, I mean, it is a nice radio. It does do the like 2 meters and you know the ham band 440 stuff like that as well.
Yeah, my UV5R does all that, just lower power than what you got.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, you said May 3rd, though, statewide, in the morning, I guess. What was the exact time on that? Did you say the time?
He didn't say. I can try to go to, like, the AARL website or something, see if I can find it.
Things start officially around 9 a.m., but some things will probably start a little later, so... 9 a.m. on May 3, WRXI-2-1, clear.
Roger that, we appreciate it, WSBM 993. All right, yeah, Paige, so sounds good, man. I'll try to get those ordered, probably within, a week, 2 weeks or so from now, I'll try to get it ordered. And when they come in, we can, when you got some availability. We can, see if we can get anywhere with it,
Yeah, Roger, that sounds like a plan. Everything that I read online for the mobile, I'm pretty confident. For the portable, a little less confident, but not totally out of the realm there. We'll just have to try them and see what happens.
Hey, Roger, that, I hear ya. Like I said, I appreciate you as always, and, whatnot. But I guess I'm gonna jump off of here, and just sit back and monitor, and, safe travels back home, and safe travels to work tonight, and, all that other good stuff. And, you take care, and have a good rest of your evening, my friend. And, we'll definitely talk again soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency after your final.
Yeah, Roger, there. You have a good night as well. We are currently on 75, just passing 69, and so far smooth sailing. Keep our fingers crossed the rest of the way. Have a good evening. Whiskey 10 Charlie Zebra, 810, we'll be monitoring.
WSCI 847, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good, you sound in good, you sound like you're sitting by me here, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Jack, repeaters sounding really good down here tonight, really good conditions here, so hopefully it'll hold for a while. Got some weather moving in tomorrow, but sounds good tonight. Go ahead.
Today I was talking to 3-4 people from Ohio. One of them, our buddy, remember our buddy? He worked for a railway road.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's great. Yeah, do you monitor the ham side there, that repeater we had talked about? Are you monitoring that at all?
I'm monitoring that. I was telling you the repeater I was telling you about. I do all that and 625, both of them.
Hey, okay. Yeah, it was coming in this morning pretty good, but I gave a call out there, but... okay, yeah, I'll maybe give you a call there later, but good to hear your song. Good tonight. I assume you're at home then, right?
Roger, yeah, I'm at home. And I'm on that TYT 9600.
Oh, it sounds nice. Sounds real good there. So, anyway, I'll be listening out there, Jack. You have a great evening. Good to talk to you, like always. And we'll be around somewhere. And have a great draft there. Hope the Lions get somebody they need there. Anyway, we'll talk later. WSAI 847. I'll be clear.
Hi, Jose. I don't know. I was watching the Pistons. They won that game. Which is, that's what they wanted it, but they did win it, was that a couple of days ago or a day ago? Anyhow, good talking to you, Dane. You take care. We'll talk again. Either way, here or there. WIUG, 48. Again, it's not sounding good, but before you were sounding good, and I could copy you because you were talking to three over four people. Roger?
Roger, yes. Some guys it does better than other guys. I don't have the best of conditions.
That middle ear radio? Are you on that one?
I'm on the middle ear radio. This is the old antique from the 70s. The old boat and the way to find a weapon now.
Roger, yeah. Well, anyhow, how's your eyes, by the way? I just want to see how's your eyes. Did you take care of it? Are you taking care of yourself or no?
Well, I haven't given up and given to the, I haven't got my wife changed yet or gone to the blind classes, but I can still see a little bit, so I'm not gonna give up yet. I got one eye that's working a little bit.
Maybe tomorrow we'll talk again. Try that tomorrow. See if we can talk tomorrow. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. You have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is WSTQ816. The old retired railroad engineer up here west of Cleveland on the shores of Lake Erie. Have a good one, and we'll talk later. Bye-bye.
WSDD 439, Dave in Flushing. Hey, Dan, nothing from the 70s should be called an antique. I'm just saying. 73's to you. Whiskey Sugar's Delta Delta 439 on the side.
Yeah, 439, my son is from the 70s, and he doesn't consider himself an antique, but I'm from the 50s.
Yeah, roger that. I'm from the 60s, so, yeah, that means I'm an ultra antique. I just wanted to say, no, not from the 70s. I think I had a CB radio. I think it was from the 70s. It was 23-channel Midland. We had it a little bit souped up, to say the least, and it talked all over the place. But you sound decent for Lorain, Ohio, anyways, and Flushing, Michigan. Take care, Dan. Dave, Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta, 439. Dave and Flushing, we're out.
Yeah, Dave, I tell you what, I'm really happy to get to talk to you guys over there. It's been quite a long time since I was able to go across the water over there in Michigan. And I really appreciate it. You sound real good, Dave, on that radio. What kind of radio is that?
Believe it or not, this is a Baofeng. I'm hitting you with a mighty 5 watts at the most. So, yeah, I've got nothing fancy here, that's for sure. Yeah, finally the water on Lake Erie is thawed, so you can bounce that signal off it.
My favorite radio is a Baofeng also. It's a GM 15 Pro, and it was programmed from the factory. That's why I wanted to get that one. It's got the GMRS programmed into it, so that's one of my favorite radios.
Roger that. Well, I got this one for I did have a TID radio that I had set up for GMRS, but I got this one for Christmas, and this is the only frequency that I have programmed into it, is this repeater in Flint, Michigan, so I can talk on GMRS. So that's all I do on this radio.
Well, I tell you what, you're doing a good job. My other radio the first radio I got was a Quantum radio, and it was, let me see, something 5, K5, I guess. It was a ham radio, and I needed GMRS, so I opened it up, and I got it to work on GMRS, and I don't have anything programmed into it. I just hit the numbers, put the frequency in, and talk on that one when I need to.
WSHW556, temporary.
I hear you in there, 556. Let me sign off with Dan. All right, Dan, I'm going to let you go. Someone else is in here trying to use the frequency. I don't want to be a frequency hog. You take care. You're sounding good. Lorain, Ohio, that's for darn sure. You take care, 73 Studio. We'll talk to you more during the spring and summer, now that the propagation is going to head that way. It'll be fun talking to Ohio again. So you take care, Dan. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Dave. We're signing off on your final.
All right, Dave, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is WSGQ816, Dan and Lorain, old retired railroad engineer over here west of Cleveland on the shores of Lake Erie. Have a good one, 73. Bye-bye.
Station that wanted the frequency, go ahead.
Oh, 439. I don't think anybody out there uses the frequency. Anybody else out there use the frequency?
I heard somebody trying to get in there. I don't know where they went to.
There was definitely someone in between us trying to get in.
But the frequency is open.
Although that was not me, I was getting ready. This is WSTQ 464, Bobby, Ohio. I'm out here, Bobby. No, I hadn't queued up yet.
Boy, you sound good in Lorraine.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I got a pretty good copy on you, too.
Yeah, what kind of radio you got?
I'm using a Hytera.
I don't believe I've heard of that one.
It's a commercial radio. It's the Hytera MD782G.
Okay, the one I'm on right now is a commercial Midland, and it's antique from the 70s. It was, I think it was used by the post office, but I'm not sure. But, yeah, this thing weighs about 11 pounds.
Wow. That's a heavy radio.
Yeah, they definitely don't make them like this anymore. I carried three of them back here, and man, that was a... I thought I was going to break my back.
Well, if they ever quit working, you can use it as a boat anchor.
Well, I used three to make one of them work. So I got two of this part radios, and I got this radio working. It's it's still on narrow. I don't know how to get it off of narrow, but I think it sounds a lot better if it was off of narrow.
Yeah, this somebody I talked to a little while ago. He's up on the Michigan system. The guy's name is Mark. He just did some programming. He got his off of narrow, and now it's wideband. Now set up for wideband. I don't know how he did it or what software he's using or what he did. I overheard him telling somebody else that he did that with him.
Yeah, I would like to get this one off of Simplex. It's on Simplex, and I didn't know how to get it off of that, but I'll have to find somebody that can mess with this a little bit and change it up a little.
Yeah, you're bound to find somebody that would know how to do that. Yeah, radio's a good place to find help. Everybody's pretty good at helping one another.
Yeah, right now I'm using two radios on two different frequencies to make it work like a regular radio.
The last 2 days, he's band opening it's really been cool. But I've talked to people tonight that I only get to talk to when these band openings pop up like this. You know, but it's been a couple months since I talked to a couple of these people tonight.
We get that ducting going on, and that makes us where we're able to talk across the water over there. At least for me, I can talk to Detroit when you get that ducting going on.
Yeah, that's quite a jump from the race. Yeah, I'm using the Detroit computer right now.
Yeah, we don't over here around Lorraine. We don't have too many repeaters.
you know, and we don't get out too much. Right now, I think I'm hitting the Brecksville repeater, and I never hit that one.
You're making it clear up here to the Soaring Eagle Casino, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. WSTY 438.
Yeah, 438, I did copy that.
Wow, that's awesome. Man, I have said the Soaring Eagle Casino 25 years.
Oh, you're a good man. They don't need no more money. They're not going to give you none.
No, I've only been there once. Boy, they didn't give me any money the first time I went.
I live too close to it. I'm probably like 50 miles from that casino there, yeah. Well, thanks, gentlemen. WSTY 430, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, 438, have a good one. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
All right, Brian and Dan. You guys have a good night. His brother lived there in Swan. He lived in Toledo a while before that, but you guys have a good night there. Appreciate the shout back there. My personal is also Dan, so good night there, Brian and Dan. Have a good night.
All right, Dan, I like your name. This is WSTQ816. Dan saying, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is Dan. I'm calling from somebody else wants to jump in there and be here away. Have you got a good day? Enjoy the rest of your night. Play the radio. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, I'll catch you later. This is WSTQ816, Dan, on the side.
And like I figured, I just checked the radar. We got some rainstorms coming, and that's usually what causes all this propagation. So when it starts raining, the folks from Michigan can talk to the folks in Ohio.
Well, we get that ducting going on where the water is cold and the air is warm, and that makes it possible also. This is WSTQ, Dan, WSTQ816, Dan on the side.
WSDD 439, we are clear.
Station 439, WIRG 438, copy.
Absolutely, Jack. How you going? How's it doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? I really haven't heard you out there, but I know you gave me the frequency 146/100. I put it down and everything else, and I couldn't get to that frequency.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to find out. I don't know if that's the one from Ann Arbor or not. I'll have to get those to you when I get a chance to find out which ones they're actually on. I think it's a private individual who got it going. So, and when we were trying to figure out what the tones and everything were, he'd already signed out and turned the radio off. So until I can get you the right tones and everything, you're going to probably be just floating dead in the water. Although, I did find something else. I'm sure you got 70 centimeter capabilities. There is a Central Michigan. It's called an emergency network, but it's an analog network. And there are a couple in your neck of the woods. Mount Clemens and Detroit both have repeaters. And if you want, I can send you the, and it's linked. There's Mount Clemens, Mayville, Lansing, Holly, Frankenmuth, Flint, Detroit, Dansville, and Burt in Michigan are all linked on this one network. I can give you the two that's down in your neck of the woods.
That would be fine. And so that is the run the net at night.
No, I'm not sure when this one is. I know I've heard guys on there talking from around, but I don't think a net has been on this one yet that I know of. But it'd be another way to get on there, and we could talk 70 centimeters if you wanted to. But if you had a pen and paper, I'll give you the two that are in your area, and you can give it a shot. And if you want me to, I'll go to the frequency and see if I can hear you.
Go ahead, give me the frequency number.
All right, I'm going to give you Mount Clemens first, okay? This is Mount Clemens. The output is 443.6250. That's 443.6250. The input is 448.6250. The tone in and tone out are both the same at 151.4 megahertz. 151.4 megahertz. All right.
What's the other one, Dave?
Okay, the other one is in Detroit. Detroit, Michigan. The output is 442.1750. The input is 447.1750. The tone in and tone out are the same at 123.0 megahertz. 123.0 megahertz. So the output is 442.1750. Input 447.1750. Tone in and tone out are 123.0 megahertz.
And I got them both. I'll check them out and see if I have them or not. If I don't, I'll put them and see what happens. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. That. It's not a big hurry. I'll catch you on here again, and then when you get it programmed in, we'll see. It's supposed to be linked with Flint, so that's another way to go. And I think the furthest west is Lansing. The furthest north is like Frankenmuth, Mayville, and Burt. And I have no idea where Dansville, Michigan is at, so that's sort of the areas that it goes to.
All right, Dave. Good to hear from you. Anyhow, you take care, and thanks a lot for that. Catch you later. WIG 48.
Roger that, Jack. Take care. Yeah, until I started listening to you earlier tonight, before you talked to Dan and Lorraine, I forgot that the NFL draft is going on. I wanted to see how many Wolverines were going to go in the first round, so I got to go check my phone. With that, take care, Jack. 7-3, we'll talk to you later. Take care down there. Dave. Whiskey Sugar 439, or Delta Delta 439 in good old Flushing, Michigan. We're clear of the frequency.
Dave, you sound really good in Lorain, Ohio. This is WSGQ 816.
of day with the ball fan. Same old guy up here in Flint, Flushing, Michigan.
Yeah, you just keep sounding better and better, though. I don't know what you're doing, but you sound great.
Yeah, you're coming in better than you were, that's for sure. I see those storm clouds coming towards Cleveland. I think that's probably part of it.
Yeah, maybe we got better conditions. It sounds funny, at the end of your thing, it sounds like a guitar string plunking at the end there when you unkeyed. This is whiskey.
Roger that. Well, you're starting to flutter there at the end. And I don't know, this might be the, when you unkey the repeater here in Flint, it might have a little twang to it. I know on 2 meter it does. It has a little, you know, bloop. So who knows what's going on out there. As long as I'm getting through, that's all that matters, right? All right, take care, Dan.
Absolutely. It sounds great. It just sounded like a guitar string, somebody plucking a guitar string at his hand. That's actually pretty cool. I like that.
You guys doubled on each other at the end there.
I think we're starting to lose our provocation. WSDD 439, we're clear.
All right, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is WSDQ 816, the old retired railroad engineer up here west of Cleveland on the shores of Lake Erie. You have a good one, and we'll talk another time. Is there any other stations that want to get in there? This is WSDQ 816, Dan, on the side.
The bands and the airwaves are definitely in full operation, because it's definitely making it through tonight. Definitely coming through really well. Little bit of static, but definitely readable, and definitely sounds really good, my friend. You said your name was Dan, you said? First name here is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta.
Yeah, Chad, first personal here is Dan, and I'm a both retired railroad engineer, Roger.
Roger that, I'm a retired railroad engineer there. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Excellent. Well, man, you have yourself a good rest of your evening, and thanks for reaching out to me. It was good talking with you. Hopefully, maybe we can do it again. You have yourself a wonderful, blessed evening, and take care, and we'll be monitoring, and hopefully maybe we'll talk with you again sometime. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Did you say WF? Well, I didn't get it all. Could you give me that again?
Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Personal is Chad Charlie Henry Alpha Delta.
And what's your city?
I'm located in Saginaw. The city is in Saginaw, Michigan. Roughly about 100 miles roughly from Detroit, roughly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chad, you have the loudest station I've heard so far, and doing a great job.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, about a year, roughly about a year I've been into it. So I'm still kind of new yet, but I've been involved with it for about a year.
Well, that's a lot longer than I've been on here. I've just been on here a few months, and I've been trying to get the hang of it. I haven't been able to talk to too many people on here, but around here,
Roger that. Yeah, I hear you there for sure, definitely. Hopefully you'll make some more contacts with some people and, communicate with some more people and stuff. And it's definitely good to hear you. And like I said, hopefully we'll hear and talk with you again, Dan. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, yeah, that's talking with me here. Maybe we can talk again in the future when the conditions allow us. All right, you have a good one. This is WSBM 816. Dan, the old retired railroad engineer up there west of Cleveland on the shores of Lake Erie. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Roger that. Same to you, my friend. Take care. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency.
You got a copy? This is WSAA 336.
Good evening there, 336. Chuck here in Saginaw. WSBM 993 back at you. How are you?
I'm doing good, except for something happened. I don't know. I can't get my other radio to communicate with anything, so I had to break out the handheld. And maybe, I don't know if you got any tips on it.
Hey, Roger, you talking about the DD-20, the mobile DD-20?
Affirmative. The radio, I kind of went in there and messed around with some stuff and reprogrammed it, and now I can't communicate on it.
Oh, boy. I guess, yeah, I'm not really sure, man. I wish there was something I could do to help you, or, you know, or whatever. That'd probably be a good, I don't know, probably maybe Greg or Dave or Jack or whatever. They might be able to possibly give you some more info on things or whatever. Possibly me, myself, I would love to help you, man, but I'm probably not really much of help on that, unfortunately.
It shows that I'm making the right signal, but it doesn't kerchunk or anything.
Roger that. And there might be another station that might be trying to come in here. Let me do a standby here. There's another station out there trying to break in. Go ahead, WSBM 993.
Negative. It's just analog, not digital.
Okay, maybe it's
come back, you broke up at the end.
I said, maybe it's just the tone that's not right on there. By the way, this is Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Yeah, Dan, this is Chuck, WSAA 336, Saginaw, Michigan. Neighbor of Chad's. Good to talk to you. Hey, thanks for the tip. I'm going to go back and do that. I'm going to get back on the computer and make sure my tones are right. Thanks for the tip. Over.
Suggest that also, Whiskey Sierra Golf Bravo 794, Bob Kennedy, Ohio.
Yeah, 794, I've done that, I don't know how many times we're taking in the rain.
Yeah, okay, Dan, Bob near Toledo, Ohio. Yeah, I've got the, I don't do any computer work, so. Blind, but the stuff is very easy for me to do, so, but I can see how that would be done very easily, so, yeah, that was a good suggestion for him. I was going to suggest that, but you beat me to it.
USDM 993, Chuck, if you're still monitoring, I think that PL is 141, I'm not exactly sure right offhand, but do you have the PL?
Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, it should be. It should be 141.3.
Chad, you out there?
141.3.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, if he's... he's got the split and everything correct, then the only other thing it could be would be the tone. The station has been requested.
Hey, Chuck, are you still out here? WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, I'm here. A lot of traffic, and I bumped the volume knob, couldn't figure out what was going on, man.
Hey, Roger, did you make sure that the PL tone, 141 point, or you know what the PL tone is, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to check that on the computer, make sure I got it. I don't think it shows up on the radio.
All right, Roger that. Just hit me back here in a little bit, I guess, if you're available. I'll be monitoring. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency. The Ohio stations, go ahead.
Yeah, and also make sure that the function is activated, too. 141.3 and make sure it's activated. WSTB 794.
Yeah, there's so many things that can screw you up, but I'm not going to say I have to. WSA 8336, that's what it was. It was the tone on the radio, over.
Yeah, that's one of those things that can drive you crazy.
Yeah, I was almost there, I'm telling you. Thanks for the tip, though. That's what worked. I hit the fun button, it switched over, and then I seen that I had the number was one off. I switched it back, and I'm communicating on that radio now. Thanks a lot, Ohio.
You're really booming in here with that radio.
Yeah, well, it's, you're hearing it through the speaker. The radio conditions are good.
Yeah, what kind of radio did you say that was?
The radiology, DB20G.
Well, that's doing a really good job. That's a pretty good radio that comes in that good over here.
Yeah, I got a Nagoya magnet mount on a cookie sheet. And everything seems to be working great.
Yeah, I'm on a commercial radio from the 70s, and I'm on a homemade antenna.
Yeah, well, it's working for you, that's for sure. That makes a big difference. We got one right here in town, so we're a lot closer. WSAA 336, I'll be monitoring on the side and clear after your final.
All right, it's been nice talking to you. This is
radio SBM 993. Chuck, you still monitoring?
Yeah, I'm here, Chad. WSA 8336.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm glad you got that fixed there on the DD20, the PL tones. I'm glad you were able to get it figured out there, man. That's great. That's awesome. Glad it's working for you. But yeah, one of these times, man, seeing that we're so close to each other, we're going to have to get together and have a meet and greet face-to-face or whatever, like you said before, or whatever. Maybe one of these times, maybe go for coffee or something, or meet up or something, maybe over like at Tim Hortons or Fuzzy's or something like that, maybe one of these times, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds really good, Chad. Kind of busy with my mom right now, but I could probably geek out some time soon.
Hey, Roger, that, yeah, you know, at your convenience, you know, at your leisure and convenience, you know, when you're available or, you know, when we're both available and we can work it out or whatever, yeah, that's cool or whatever, so.
WSAA 336, on the side and monitoring after your final.
Roger that. All right, yeah, sounds good, Chuck. Yeah, we'll figure it out or whatever eventually, you know. Set of time and whatnot when you're available or whatever when we can work it in our schedules for sure. But all right, man. Yeah, glad you got it all squared away and it's working good now for you. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, Chad. All you have to do is hit the fun button, and then it shows the tone, and you just go up, down, easy. WSA
8336,
clear.
Roger that. Yeah, sounds good, man. Glad you were able to get it figured out there. WSBM 993, clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.